time for today's No Sweat News. And these could win you Smith Myers Shinedown tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz.
Special acoustic set that they're only doing for us.
Shout out to Cody Parkey.
Cody Parkey, the Bears kicker who messed up the double doink field goal guy.
right.
Double doink.
Mr. Double Doink himself gets the first story in his honor on today's No Sweat News.
Uh-oh.
The Chicago Bears kicker is got to be feeling better today because over last weekend, 100 people lined up to do a 43-yard field goal at the Goose Island Brewery.
Right.
We mentioned this last week.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Goose Island Brewery in Chicago was offering a year's worth of free beer to anyone who could hit a 43-yard field goal in front of their brewery.
Yes.
Guess how many people they owe a year's worth of free beer to?
If it was only amateur kickers, I'm going to say a goose egg.
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
That would be a zero. 100 people, more than 100 people tried it outside their building. No one hit it. It was 0 for 101, according to ESPN. Now, I don't know if that gets Cody off the chair with the old noose around his neck, you know,
no.
Brooks style in Shawshank Redemption.
No.
But he may feel a little better behind that.
A couple of fat guys who emerged from looking like they should have been in the Saturday Night Live Da Bear sketch falling on their keister because they can't kick a 43-yard field goal. That's not the same thing. He's a paid professional, Carl.
An actual man who actually probably went through the old college scene, played soccer, et cetera, et cetera.
All he has to do is kick the field goal.
And
43, no wind. You got to make that. I'll tell you something else. If you were an NFL kicker, I would have flown and got myself a full year's worth of beer.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Like the Giants kicker, you know? Go get yourself a free thing of beer. But apparently no actual kickers showed up.
Any actual college student who has who can kick a soccer ball probably should have showed up there.
Exactly.
All right, well, that's story number one, Dateline California. For story number two, Troy Good. Remember the name Troy Good?
Troy Good.
Something bad could very well be happening to him because his karma, well, he lives in San Jose, and Troy just rented an apartment out for $1,500 a month for his two cats.
For his two cats?
Uh-huh. He said that he couldn't have his cats in his new apartment because pets aren't allowed. So he went ahead and rented a second apartment to the tune of $1,500 for his two cats to live in.
I hate this,
he
man.
He said it's a perfect place for them to live and play.
I'm assuming he makes quite a lot of money.
I would imagine he is cashed tight.
I don't like him. Troy Good, I hate you.
He's got a nicer place than my old apartment. I mean, for his cat.
It's ridiculous. Well, thanks. I feel good about myself.
That's nice, right?
I mean, you could have maybe given it to like a homeless shelter, but no, okay. Put the cats in there.
Two cats, Dave. Wonder if he stops by to clean the litter or if he hires someone in to do that.
Wonderful job, Troy Good. And what's with the name?
Right.
Change it.
You know his collar is flipped up on his polo shirt.
This guy sucks.
$1,500 a month to house his two cats. Excuse me. Come here, Troy. Come here. Let me just smack you, okay?
I know.
And now our third and final story of the day is actually a very interesting question.
Oh.
Have you thought about what you want to have happen to your body when you finally kick the bucket?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I wanted a Hunter S. Thompson thing. I want them to shoot me out of a cannon.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
What I want.
Here's a different idea. When you die, you can have yourself cremated, and your ashes can be pressed into a vinyl record.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I know a lot of people who would dig that.
There's a link right now at WRAT.com or Facebook.com/95.9TheRat. A company out of England can take your ashes, press it into the vinyl, turn it into a record album that actually plays with the stylus, etc.
It's nuts.
So here's the question.
Yes.
What song would be on the vinyl album that your ashes get pressed into? Because it can be any song. It's not like they're going to put God Bless the Queen on there. They're going to be whatever song you want.
I would choose Where the Streets Have No Name by U2.
That's an interesting choice.
Kind of a heavenly esque, sure. Assuming I'm going into heaven, which, quite frankly, that's a 50-50 right there.
Maybe you want to go with Shinedown's devil.
You want to go against the spread on that one. You know, my friend Jeff is hugely into vinyl, and this would be a perfect gift for him. I just have to kill him first.
Well, you know, there's a positive and negative. You know, these are the things you have to weigh for Jeff. Run, Jeff, run.
What about you? Oh, you don't have a song?
I would probably, there's so many songs, I would probably end up with Bob Marley.
Oh, okay.
Like One Drop or Exodus.
That's awesome.
Maybe a Miles Davis track. If I wanted to make points with the wife from Behind the Grave, maybe Pearl Jam's Just Breathe. That was our wedding song.
I'm sorry. Did you just say that your death song would be the same as your wedding song? Is that Freudian or what?
Yeah, maybe a little. maybe a little.
Come on.
I did preface it with points for the wife.
No way. No, that's actually really, really cool.
Maybe something from Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. I could see something off. Yeah? That's one of my favorites of all time.
Maybe I'll do a Gina R.
Oh, Mr. Brownstone. She's pippin' crazy. A little Night Train action. Gee, how'd he die? Well, listen to the song.
I used to love her. Oh, yeah.
You can actually have your ashes pressed into a vinyl record. Right now on Facebook, our question is, with a link back to the story so you can see how it all started, what song would you put on your final record?
I like this. I'm sticking with the U2 thing.
Kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, what song do you want to be remembered by?
Yeah, I know.
Boy, Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue. Ring of Fire.
Yeah. Oh, God, that would be cool, too. Johnny Cash, now that you say that. Maybe a little Social Distortions cover of Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
I see where
you're going. Keep with the Rock, but stick with the Cash.
Yep.
All right.
Lots in there. Lots in there.
I'm sure a lot of people, for me, are expecting Beck, Loser. Thank you. That would be my mom's song for me.
Aw, Beanie. Put him on the cup. That's today's No Sweat News. You can find more over at facebook.com/95.9TheRat, and we'll see you Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.